7997. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema reaffirmed government's commitment to ensuring a free, fair, credible, and peaceful general election. ECZ said Zambians deserve a serious political parties. In international news, the African Union adopted resolution describing slavery and colonization as crimes against humanity. In sports, Far Northern condemned violence at Ngoli Senga Young Stars match.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. President Hakainde Hichilema reaffirmed the government's commitment to ensuring a free, fair, credible, and peaceful general election. His assurance came just 176 days before Zambia heads to the polls and follows serious concerns raised by political stakeholders regarding the credibility of the August 13th general election. Speaking during his presidential address on the progress made in the application of national values and principles, President Hichilema said the political landscape is favorable. Meanwhile, the head of state questioned the stance of critics of Bill 7, saying it is interesting that some leaders who did not support the proposed legislation are now pushing for the creation of a new new constituencies, adding that there are growing calls for additional constituency. The development, he said, highlights the relevance of the reforms that were previously opposed. The head of state noted that the delimitation process is receiving support across the country, citing ongoing grassroots engagements by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. He emphasized that the proposed reforms are intended to promote inclusive development and equitable representation.
Over the last 4 years, we have made progress in fostering patriotism and national unity. We have made steady progress in promoting Zambian products, starting with our own marketing, to support businesses and our hard-working and industrious citizens. Government has also strengthened local content policies You all followed that. In fact, you approved those in this house, and we thank you for that. Last year, we issued statutory instrument number 68 of 2025 on the promotion of local content in the mining sector after a long and orchestrated negotiation process. We are pleased to say, Madam Speaker, this is now in place. This has created more opportunities for local suppliers to be awarded contracts, which means more jobs and more income for Zambians.
The head of state further reaffirms government's commitment to safeguarding citizens from harmful online activities, warning that abuse of social media platforms will not be tolerated. President Hichilema said while social media has created new opportunities for innovation, entrepreneurship, self-expression and information sharing, it has also become a platform for spreading harmful content. The head of state noted that fake news, misinformation, disinformation and hate speech were increasingly being propagated online, describing hate speech as particularly concerning. He further observed that digital platforms are being misused to commit cybercrimes and harass innocent citizens, including women, the girl child and men. He stressed that criminal conduct remains a crime regardless of whether it is committed physically or through social media platforms, calling on citizens to use digital platforms responsibly and productively, urging Zambians to uphold national values in their online interactions.
Created new opportunities for innovation, yes, we agree. Entrepreneurship, yes, we agree. Self-expression, yes, we agree. And information sharing among our people. Sadly, some of our people are using social media to spread harmful content. Fake news. Very sad, Madam Chair. Misinformation, disinformation, and waste of all hate speech. Waste of all hate speech. Social media is also being used to commit cyber crimes and harass innocent citizens, including the girl child, women. And it's true, men as well. It's very true. In this regard, Madam Speaker, we continue to reform the legal framework to protect the public from harmful online behavior and cyber crime. Madam Speaker, a crime is a crime, done in physical or through social media. Please, let's remember that.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, Chairperson Mangala Zalumis, urged political parties to appoint credible and committed leaders, saying Zambians deserve serious players in the country's political landscape. Speaking during an interview, Ms. Zalumis said political parties must take responsibility for selecting leaders who will not abandon their positions at critical moments, particularly during elections. Ms. Zalumis stressed that it is the duty of political parties to ensure they entrust such sensitive roles to individuals who are loyal and committed to the party's ideals. Ms. Salomis added that if parties are not satisfied with their office bearers, it is within their mandate to replace them with individuals they can trust to manage party affairs responsibly. Addressing concerns that internal disputes, including injunctions against party officials, could affect nomination processes and ultimately voter choice, the ECZ chairperson maintained that such matters fall strictly within the internal management of political parties. She warned that poor internal management within political parties has broader national consequences.
I think it's up to the political parties to choose people who are committed to their ideals of that political party. That the Secretary General is a serious person who is not going to abandon ship, who is going to ensure that that political party is represented, who is going to ensure that that political party has credible people to stand. So are you telling us that these secretary generals are not credible enough, that they should not be holding those positions? So whom are we going to trust? Whom do they trust? We hope that there's enough trust and credibility in a political party when they say that this is our secretary general, they are comfortable with their secretary general.
Renowned Pan-African scholar PLO Lumumba called for African nations to rethink governance systems inherited from colonial rule, emphasizing that the continent must move beyond Western models of democracy and examine its own indigenous systems of governance. He noted that while Africa is diverse, from the Zulu in southern Africa to the Bemba in Zambia, the Akan in Ghana and the Yoruba in Nigeria, many other traditional systems share a common principle, leadership as a trusteeship. He explained that in many African societies, leaders govern on behalf of the people and in their best interests.